Villanova. UNH on the road at UCF. William and Mary opens at home against in-state foe VMI. Bryant against Delaware on Thursday night in a game that it will be a non-conference matchup, but Bryant's first game against the CAA as a CAA member. North Carolina A&T making the short trip over to Wake Forest, and then Monmouth closing out the night on the road at Eastern Washington. A pair of games on Friday night at 7 p.m. Maine at home against Colgate and Elon at Duke, in a game that can be seen on the ACC network. And then seven more games on Saturday, starting at 2:30 as Towson visits Cincinnati. At 5 p.m., Stony Brook heads to Marshall. 6 p.m., Liberty at home against Campbell. Richmond makes a short trip to Virginia and also a 6 p.m. start. Hampton at home, opened against Morgan State at 6 o'clock. And then a pair of 7 o'clock home games as Rhode Island host Holy Cross and New Albany meets LIU. So that's the week one schedule around CAA football. As I said, 15 games on the schedule. Just as a reminder for media members on the line, if you've got questions for any of our coaches this morning, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. We'll get the questions into the coaches as soon as we can. And at the end of the day, we'll have all the audio from today's interviews on CAAsports.com. We're happy to be joined this morning by the head coach at North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Good to see you. I appreciate you breaking away from practice for me. I apologize for interrupting that. But before we get going today, just talk a little bit about how fall camp has gone. Have you managed to stay healthy, and how do you feel going into the year?
Camp has gone great. We've been relatively healthy. Our kids have worked extremely hard. I think we're in much better shape. We're stronger than we were last year. We brought in some new faces that have added a lot of competitiveness to our team. So I'm really excited about where we are going into the first game of the season.
For you and your staff, what's been the biggest difference as you go into year two from year one?
Yeah, I think everyone understands the expectations. Year one, you're trying to lay the foundations of what, the standards are. And now I think our kids truly do understand the amount of work required to excel in football, in life, in school. And so we've seen a dramatic shift in the amount of effort and the dedication of our kids to becoming excellent at what we do.
Let's start talking a little bit about the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, throwing the ball was a bit of an issue at times. I know you've changed offensive coordinators, brought some quarterbacks in. Let's get started. Just talk a little bit about the quarterback situation to begin with.
Yeah, we added Justin Fumby, who was a transfer from Houston Christian. We signed Braxton Thomas, who is a really talented freshman out of Florida. And then obviously Kevin White is back. And all three of those guys have done a tremendous job through fall camp. They all bring something different to the table for our offense, and that's a good thing. They've been battling it out throughout camp. I think, that competition has energized not just our offense, but our entire team because, they see that we can create some explosive plays now. We want to be a run-oriented team, but you got to be able to produce points. And so Kevin, Justin, and Braxton's done a really good job with that.
The running game, I know, is important to you, and you return a couple of quality backs in West and Kenji. Offensive line with a lot of familiar faces. Is that still sort of the focus of the offense?
It is, in this league, you need to be able to control the ball and time of possession, and most importantly, score points. It's always about points. And so, having quality backs and a stable of quality backs, I think, is very important for the longevity of your running game throughout the course of the season. And, with Kenji, with Wes, with Shamik, we signed Daniel Coles as a mid-year signee this year, big 6'2", 225-pound back. Jalen Hicks, who we signed last year, is finally healthy and able to give us something in the running game. So we're going to lean on it, and it opens up the opportunities when we decide to throw the football.
Switch over a little bit to the defense side. I know you lost some key guys, but you also have some guys back. What have you seen from the defense throughout camp there?
Yeah, there's a much greater understanding of what we're trying to do schematically, how we want to play. You know, we placed a tremendous focus on improving our run defense, being able to get off the field in third and short and medium situations. We added some kids that I think are going to help us. Cam Maddox is a transfer DB from Dartmouth, grad transfer. DeAndre Dingle Prince is a grad transfer defensive tackle from App State that I think is really going to really come in and help our defense this season.
Ron Prunty, everyone knows as a returnee, has gotten a lot of preseason national attention on a lot of award lists, and everybody knows he's good as a defensive guy. Just talk a little bit about what he brings to the table and why he has gotten so much attention.
Yeah, I mean, he's long, he's athletic, he's fast, he's got short space quickness, he's competitive, he can tackle. He really is the prototype corner. We've had a multitude of NFL teams in here scouting him over the last few weeks. The strength of our defense should be the secondary. We have, five or six fifth and sixth year seniors back there with a lot of game experience. And, Karan gives us the ability to at least lock down what we believe is the team's best receiver on one side of the field.
Yeah, as I touched on in the open, head to Wake Forest on Thursday night to open the season. An ACC program. What sort of, as you've started to break down the film, what sort of challenges they present for your team?
Hey, anytime you get a chance to go on the road, an ACC opponent, it's going to be a tough competitive battle. It'll be a great experience for our kids to go into that environment, play against some kids that they probably played against in high school that, got a little bit more recruiting ahead of them than our kids did. But, for us, it's game one, and we're focused on the process and improving the things that we know are going to be critical for our success within the CAA. So, we're not going to concede anything. We'll go out, we'll expect to win the game. But at the end of the day, what we do isn't predicated on whether we win this game or not, because our long-haul focus is on competing for a CAA title.
What are some, I know you've been through this process before, and obviously, these FBS games provide some financial resources as well, but what benefits as a coach for you and your staff do you get from playing an FBS team and seeing how your guys line up against that kind of competition?
Yeah, I think, you measure the talent level that you have. And look, it's not uncommon that FCS programs win these games sometimes. When we were at William & Mary and when we were at Howard, we beat FBS opponents. And so that's been our messaging to our team. From a coaching staff standpoint, it's a game. It's a game just like it's, we're in conference. The environment might be a little bit different, but outside of that, we don't approach it any differently.
To talk about messaging, we talked at Media Day last season, certainly didn't go the way that you would have liked to, but your guys continue to play hard throughout. What has been the message for your team as you get ready to start this season to try to, it's obviously a challenge in week one, but what just the message going into the year in general?
Yeah, it's been, we're chasing excellence in everything we do. We talk about our habits, our preparation, our effort, and our commitment. And those things produce excellent results. And so our mantra this season is we're chasing excellence. We're going to go out and fight and play with the level of effort that, championship teams play with and see what happens from there.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for your time here this morning. Look forward to doing this all season long, and good luck Thursday night at Wake Forest.
Yes, sir. Thank you.